We are up to Simin Reish Tzadik Hei. We'll be doing Reish Tzadik Hei as well as the first Sif of Reish Tzadik Vav. Says the Ramah, V'omrim v'hi Noam, the Seder Kedusha, Ba'arichus, K'dei La'achar Seder Kedusha. After davening, after Shemar Esrei at Marv, we say V'hi Noam and Seder Kedusha. Why do we do this? Because when you say Seder Kedusha, that's when the Rishoyim go back to Gehenim. So we say V'hi Noam before it to prolong the time that before they go back. K'dei La'achar Seder Kedusha, Sha'oz Chozrim Rishoyim L'Gehenim. Ubezman shein omrim v'hi noam, kagon shechal yontiv b'shavua, ein omrim seder kedusha, aval omrim v'hi itnacha. You do not say vata kodesh on a time that you don't say v'hi noam. Now, when don't you say v'hi noam? So first of all, the pasuk of v'hi noam, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to stand when you say. There are some places that they don't say v'hi noam in a base oval. Now, we don't say uval etzion, we just start out the kodesh because uval etzion is the Gula, and there's no Gula Balayla. Why don't we say the Pasuk of Anizos Brisi? Because it's right next to it in Yeshaya. If you don't say Uvalitzion, so you already don't say Vanis Filasi. When don't we say V'hi Noam? When there's a real Yontif in the week. But if Purim falls during the week, then we say V'hi Noam. And leaving Motzai Shabbos, that's Rosh Chodesh, we say V'hi Noam. How about Erev Pesach? The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if Erev Pesach is Chal during the week, for example, the Shabbos Hagadol, where the week later is going to be Pesach. Pesach is Chal on Shabbos itself, so that means that there won't be a Yontif during the week, but there's Erev Pesach during that week, on Erev Shabbos. So some say that that's called a Yontif because you're not allowed to do Malacha the day that you bring the Karban Pesach. Others say it's not called a full-fledged Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that you do say V'hi Noam the week before. Yeah. Now, why do we say V'hi Noam? That was said on the Gemara of the Mishkan, on the building of the Mishkan, and after Kodesh was said on the Hashruas Hashchina once the Mishkan came. So on days that we don't say V'hi Noam, we also don't say V'ata Kodesh. But we do say V'yitin Lecha. Now, when do you say V'yitin Lecha? The Bir Halacha brings a machlokis. Some say that you say V'yitin Lecha before Avdallah, others say that you say V'yitin Lecha after Avdallah. It's mostly the Chassidim that say V'yitin Lecha after Avdallah, and others say V'yitin Lecha before. The Mechaber says, Mavdol Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur makes Avdallah in Shul, K'dei Lahotzi Mi She'en Lo Yayin. He motzi anyone that doesn't have wine. Anyone that does have wine should say Avdallah at home, he motzi his family. Hagav v'nagu lomer v'lahaskir aliyoa navi b'matzoy Shabbos l'spal shiyavu v'vasrenu hagaula. The minig is to sing and mention aliyoa navi. It's because Chazal say he won't come on erev Shabbos and erev Yontif because that would disturb our Shabbos and Yontif preparations. So instead, he will only the first possible time during the week he can come is matzoy Shabbos. So that's when we sing aliyoa navi. Other minhagim. The Mishnah Berurah says there are those that have a minig that you light candles wherever it's dark on Matzoy Shabbos. Also, the Ribono Shel Olam that's printed at the end of the Zmiris for Malava Malka, that has a makor in the Yerushalmi, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's roy to say that Ribono Shel Olam, the tefillah there. Reish Tzadik Vav Sif Aleph. Seder Avdolah, Yayin, Bar Pri Agafen, that is, Besamim, Bar Minei Besamim, Ner Bar Mireish, as well as Havdalah Baruch Hamavdol. The Simonech Yavne, the Simon is Yavne. Mishnah Berurah brings that according to the Rambam, Havdalah is a Daraisa. Other Rishonim say it's a Drabanim with only an Asmachta. The Tzarech Lizor Shaloyeya Kos Pogum. You should be careful. The Kos shouldn't be Pogum. What does that mean? That the wine wasn't tasted. Someone didn't drink that wine without being metaken and pouring back some wine or water. Also, the cup shouldn't be broken. But if you don't have anything else, you're better off using a cup that is damaged. Further, v'nagu lomer kodem avdolah shosim babayis. The minig is that when you say avdolah at home, beforehand we say psukim of bracha for the new week. Hine kel yishuasi kos yishuas esa laihudim haisaora. The simintov, ubishas hadol havdol itnu einayim bakos. During Havdalah, everyone should be looking at the coast so that there's no hesech hadas. They're not distracted. V'nogin lishbok mikol shol yayin al oretz kodem shesim bar priyagofen kedei shol lo yiyakos pogum. V'tam ha-shvicha damrinan kol bayish lo nishbok yayin kamayim ein bo simin bracha. V'ozen bo simin l'simin tov b'tchilis ha-shavua. It's a simin tov for wine to be spilled and nobody complains. A house where wine is poured like water, that people are not makbid, that's a simin tov. And it means it's a simin of bounty. Therefore, we want to pour from the Havdalah cup on the floor. The problem is, you can't pour before the bracha, because then the bracha is not on a kos mole. You can't do it after the bracha, because you're not allowed to spill out wine on the floor after making a bracha. It's a bizayin to the bracha. So what do you do? So the Ramah says, the minig is to pour it off in the middle of the bracha. So you started making a bracha on a shalim, and then you poured some off, and you didn't finish the bracha, so there's no iser in pouring anything off. However, that's not our minig. Our minig is that what you do is when you fill up the cup, you allow it to overflow, and we don't spill it on the floor, but the ikar is that it should overflow. Yeah, gam shofchim min hakos la'achar avdola, u'mechavim bo haner v'rotzim bo einam shemchibuv ha-mitzvah. We use the leftover wine that's spilled to put out the candle, as well as that we wash our eyes with it, all as a chavivus of the mitzvah. When you finish making Havdalah, even if your minig is to stand for Havdalah, you're supposed to sit down to drink the wine. And really, this goes for every kosher bracha. Also, the minig is that women don't drink from the kosher Havdalah, and that the mavdil doesn't share the kosher Havdalah with anyone else. Why not? So some say because you don't, it's not a simcha that you want to join in the fact that you're saying farewell to Shabbos. But the reason it's brought down in halacha is that in Kiddush you don't have to say a bracha achrona because you have a suda right afterwards. In Havdalah you're going to have to say a bracha achrona after the wine to make sure that you drank enough. Only the mavdil drinks the wine, so you can vaday make a bracha achrona.